Thanksgiving. Hurry to Frank's Appliance Center at Sleep Source and gobble up the savings before they run out of everything. Frank's Source, your
neighborhood expert. 9:24, Mike Tamano in the morning with you on WVLI. Very proud to have Austin Crawford on with me. He began his career with the Multiple System Atrophy Coalition in 2018. He continues making an impact to this present day. And he's a great singer-songwriter, and I want to tell his story to you on this Friday morning. Good morning, Austin. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you? Doing good.
Good. We found out about you. There's a great documentary about you. First of all, let's get a little bit about your background, about where you're from, and how you got to this point in your life.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Watseka, Illinois, and graduated in Watseka, and then I moved into by myself and met my wife, and we got married on a blind date, or went out on a blind date and got married, and been together ever since. And she got me started in the EMT. Then I went from EMT, from a volunteer EMT with Milford, and went on with the fire department as a volunteer in Milford. Then took my career also along with Hoopston Hospital, still working the rest of the jobs as a Village of Milford superintendent. And basically went on to go back to Watseka, following my father's footsteps. He was an auxiliary police officer for Watseka. So I wanted to be part of that, so I actually went ahead and went on to Watseka Auxiliary Police Department.
So where did the seed take for you to be in a lifetime of service and in ties to the community? Was that just instilled in you from a young age, from your family?
From my father. My mother and father were divorced at a early age, and so I've always been with my father my entire life. So he's always bestowed the ways of how to live and ways of giving back.
Mm. And you started young on a dirt bike. Let's talk about your motorcycle career.
Yeah, actually, I was on my first pedal bike was at 6. And then I would stop by running into trees. So then my grandfather decided a dirt bike would be better. That way I would be out in the open.
There you go.
So from the age of 7 on, I've had a motorcycle. My father, once I was getting down, my bucket list was to go to Sturgis.
Yeah.
So we actually all went out to Sturgis, and we actually all have tattoos from Sturgis. My father, my stepmother, and my sister and I, which was very awesome to have, and that was a memory.
Yeah, you rode into Sturgis, and you were also on Quick Throttle Magazine with your family. Now, let's talk about outside of your career with the police and fire department, EMT, but you also are into the restoration thing, which is quite the bug to catch.
Working on cars, yes. I love working on cars. I've been an ASC certified mechanic with Chrysler for a number of years in the parts department. So I've always been around cars. My brother got me started in cars, and my father got me started going to car shows with his cars.
Family of gearheads, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I want to get into the other side of your story and how you're influencing people. I want to start with playing a song, Laying in This Bed, which when I first heard it, I just had to sit down and take it all in. Tell us about this song and where you are in your journey of life.
Laying in this, the disease, multiple system atrophy, is a mix of Parkinson's and ALS. There is no treatment. There is no cure. Basically, you become bedridden within 5 to 9 years. And I am actually at that ninth year where I'm spending numerous, probably 16 to 20 hours a day in bed. That's my journey.
So you were diagnosed with Parkinson's, and then it does it evolve into this, or is this a different?
Parkinson's was the first diagnosis. Then the Parkinson's medications quit working. So we had to go back, and we had brain scan, which come up with a hot cross. And then they finally gave us the disease or the diagnosis in 2017.
And when did music enter your life? Because it ties in here.
Honestly, the neurologist in Chicago recommended music because it actually produces a dopamine, which my body does not produce, or our bodies don't produce with this disease. Music actually has been scientifically proven to actually help this, produce this chemical that helped me.
So I want to talk about this. So, okay, so some people might have the recommendation from their doctor to maybe, you know, develop a love for or begin playing music. But you wrote some incredible songs. I mean, you didn't just one day say, I'm a songwriter. How did this all come about?
Actually, I started laying in this bed over a year ago. I've always liked to sing. You know, everyone sings in their cars.
Yeah.
And so one day I just bought the studio equipment and made a little homemade, you know, soundproof room, and that's what I come up with.
Wow. I'm going to play Laying in This Bed now. You want to give us a little background on this song?
Laying in This Bed is about my wife and I having her actually have to watch this and actually go through this with me. And it's unfortunate that it does take you. And, that's kind of part of the song.
Well, you're very inspirational. Austin Crawford, Laying in This Bed. We're going to play this song when we come back. I want to talk about the impact you're making on this disease and its awareness. So hold on a second, okay?
Thank you.
This is Austin's beautiful song on the valley.
Used to ride the sirens out into the night. Save more souls than I care to count, shining bright. And now I'm stuck here in this dim lit room, facing down the shadow as the clock ticks doom. MSA came creeping, stole my strength and pride. Went from hero on the front line to waiting on the side. Memories of lights and lives I saved. Now I'm just holding on, trying to be brave. Laying in this bed, thinking about you. Missing the days when my heart beat true. From saving lives to praying for mine. Time's running out, but love's still in line. Watched you standing by, heart heavy with tears. Caught in the crossfire of all our worst fears. I wish I could hold you like I did back then, when the whole world was ours and we had time to spend. They tell me there's no cure, just a matter of when. But I'll be fighting to the end, just as I always have been. The hardest part ain't the dying, it's leaving you alone with with all the dreams and plans we had yet to be grown. Laying in this bed thinking about you, missing the days when my heart beat true. From saving lives to praying for mine, time's running out, but love's still in line. But love's still in line. Love's still in line. Laying in this bed, thinking about you. Missing the days when my heart beat true. From saving lives to praying for mine. Time's running out, but love's still in line.
Austin Crawford laying in his bed on WVLI. Austin's with us. I just want to tell you, you've inspired many people. And with the disease that you're suffering from, your impact on Fighting MSA will continue on. Two documentaries, Fighting MSA, Austin Crawford's story, and another full-length documentary, Driven to Help. They've received 53 awards, nominated for 23 film awards. And I wanted to say that people can find these on YouTube. They can find out your story and your legacy. Let's talk about that, Austin.
Okay. Basically, what we've done is we've started a charity. it is called Wheels for a Cause 2. We actually have been trying to give back to the community of the MSA patients to give them back their mobility for as long as they can have it. So what we've done is we've made shirts and other, you know, coffee stuff and the regular items to actually help raise and offset the cost of wheelchairs or mobility devices. So far we've done 5 chairs and 1 walk-in tub, which I'm very proud of, just from sales of shirts.
If people need to get in touch with the organization and support it, how do they do that?
They can go to fightingmsa.com. And the store is actually goes into an account that we work with Innovation in Motion. That is out of Indiana. What they do is we take in hardships cases if they can't afford it. Most insurances will cover 80%, which leaves the other person 20%, and sometimes they just can't cover it.
Right.
So they can call us and say yes or no, or this patient needs batteries.
Right. Well, God bless what you're doing, and your story is very inspirational, and it will move people for time to come. And it's an honor talking to you, Austin.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on here and talking to you.
Well, listen, it's my pleasure, and I'm going to play your other song, Carrying Your Name, which talks about you and your pops after the news, yes. Okay?
All righty. Thank you very much.
Go to fightingmsa.com and help keep this legacy alive.